All right, we're up to Sifte Zvav. Last time we learned Sif Yudali, which is the halachis of being mefarad and neder. We said one of the reasons that it's necessary to be mefarad and neder is so that the Bezdin will know if it's a neder that you're not allowed to be matir, and they'll know not to be matir the neder. Therefore, it follows in Sif Tezvav to discuss which nedarim we are not ready to be matir. If we're saying in Sif Yedalim, mefarad nedarim, because they're nedarim shema hatir aysam, so Sif Tezvav follows with the rules of which nedarim we're not matir. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: E matir neder shel devar iser. We're not matir a neder if the neder involves devar iser, a topic of iser. It can't be at least a shvuah can't be on a iser mamish, which is not chal. But it means devar iser. I feel like it's a drabanan kagai l'schaik. Now here, there's a tremendous difference in what it means kagayin l'schaik if you read it as we read it, or if you understand that it's talking about mesachi pekuvia. L'schaik sounds like you're not going to sit and make jokes anymore. So maybe it's a very much of leitzim, but there could be times that you're allowed to do it. You know, the Ramos says in Shulchan Aruch that sitting around and schmoozing is not a good thing, but if it's an oinik for you on Shabbos, so you're mekayim oinik Shabbos with it. That's what the Ramah says. Mishapura says, but you don't got to overdo it, you know, the oinik Shabbos of Schaik, and the Mishapura says it's maybe de lashon hara, kedarkei b'kaidish. But if Schaik just means joking around, so there could be circumstances where it's no good, and circumstances where it's good. However, it appears that this really is a reference to Mesachik Bekuvia. For one thing, the Shach we'll see in Chav Ches brings that it's talking about Mesachik Bekuvia. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that it's about Mesachik Bekuvia. And the Gruach Avav says, K'may Shekosvu B'Seif Perek Hamad Rosh Hashanah. On the last Amid of the first Perek of Rosh Hashanah, which I believe is Chaf Alef Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says Elu Psulim LaEdis, and one of them is Mesachi Bekuvia. It says that you're not allowed to Yapasul LaEdis. One of them is Mesachi Bekuvia. Rashi says Mesachi Bekuvia Gazlan Derabanan Hu. That's Rashi's lashon on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Mesachi Bekuvia is he's taking money that's Smachta LeKanya, which Rashi says is a Gazlan Derabanan. So it fits well. It says here Afilo Einay Ella Issa Derabanan. I should point out Mesachi Bekuvia is only osur if you win. If you lose, then there's no I want to tell you Mesachi Bekuvia, the definition of Mesachi Bekuvia is when you play cards. If you play dreidel, there's no iser. Now that sounds like an impossible statement. It's not true. Because Mesachi Bekuvia, the way we paskin, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, but the way we paskin, Mesachi Bekuvia is only osur where the person wagering feels that he has some type of advantage, some type of skill or logic or knowledge, even horse racing. They used to do bird racing. So it says he feels that his bird is gonna win. So that's Mesachi Bekuvia. But if you spin a dreidel, and assuming that everybody realizes the odds are 1 in 4 that it's gonna land on any one of the four sides of the dreidel. I know how to do it. I used to play with my little kids. We used to tell them, if you blink your eye when you spin it, you know you get a gimbal. But
so the roulette, so
yeah, anything where it's us flipping a coin. If somebody says, "Well, flip a coin. If I win, you get a dollar. If you win, I get a dollar." So that's not Mesachi Bekuvia. It's any Isaac Bishuvah Shalayla. but it's not a gazlin derabanan. The iser, the idea of it being a gazela, basmach tolei kanya, is not aser. And really, that's all the raffles that they have. Raffles in yeshiva, if it's stuck or wherever they have raffles, that's what it is. So nobody like thinks he has a better idea.
Kuvia is the only card playing.
Saba Kuvia is any type of wagering where a person thinks he's got some knowledge or advantage or some asmachta, he's saimach, that he has some reason to succeed.
Why is it only Javana? If it's not Kanye, why is it?
Because the person Lamaisa gives it willingly. That's why it's exhaled. But it's a machlek to the Gemara. Rashi's passing that way. That it's just a person who gives it willingly. It's not being zos chanis miyara mitzri. So now the Shulchan Aruch goes on.
So he made an edit to say he's not going to do it anymore, and he's going to be matzah
that. He wants to be. He made an edit not to be misach b'kovya. And now he wants to come and be matir and neder, so that's what it says, that we don't do it. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, and this needs Ian Gadol. Look at the next words. It's very hard to explain. Imitiru neder shoschaik. If it was taka a neder like Masachi Bekovia, which you're not supposed to be matir, but you have a bez that was matir it, or it's a dimbidi evet. Yesh matirin v'yesh aisrim. So there are two shittas. There are those who hold that it works b'di'evet, and those who hold that it doesn't work b'di'evet. So it's a little bit of a tzarachian, because in Sif Yudalid we said you have to be mefarit the neder. If you're not mefarit, it's not mutter. So think about it. How does that make sense? You have to be mefarit the neder. It might be nidre yisr. So if you're not mefarit the neder, so the heter is not chal. But if you did tell them it's nidre yisur and they're matir, then it's mutter b'di'eved. So how could it be that if you're mefarit, you tell them it's mesachim b'kovya and they're matir, it works? But if you kept it secret, you didn't tell them, then it doesn't work. It's very hard logically to see the... To, you know, you follow what I'm saying? The only sort of a gezeira, you have to be mefarit the neder, because it might be nidre yisur. But nidre yisur works b'di'eved, so if you're not mafar, it should also work b'di'eved. Does that make any sense?
You don't tell them that, and you matter it.
So it should be b'di'eved. So
we are a good bezin, and we wouldn't have been matter that. So the fact that you weren't mafar, you fooled us. If we did it, then we said okay.
No, it doesn't seem to follow logically. The Chazanish says that this whole thing is a drabanan. The rabbi said you have to be mefarit. If you're not mefarit, it's not chal. It's not shniach that bezdin will be mefarit despite the fact that it's issa. So like gazru, according to Yesh Matirin, says the Yesh Oyser Maaser because of this reason. And the Yesh Matirin say the whole thing is gzera drabanan. Said they weren't geyser on a David lo shniach. It's not shniach that bezdin is going to be matish like it did. So on that they just lachaim. Therefore, well, the question is, if we understand that the reason you need pirit is for this reason, because it might be a neder shein lahatir isam, then it's. I understand. I guess the kash is on those who give the reason. So it's interesting. The Losh HaShulchan Aruch is afilu. What's the Losh? Afilu ain't Eilos HaDrabanan. It sounds like he's talking about Drabanans and Deraises both. He says afilu. If it's direct, and it's not chal, it's mush b'vayim in the dorm, though a chal, right? I'm not going to have enough of it's chal. So I'm not going to take a lulav, it's mush b'vayim, I have enough from the dorm, and that there is chal. Yeah. Take off this and that.
We have that machlokes if it was a derisa. See, in the ematirin to say it's derisa derabanan, it's a chiddush that it's derabanan. But in the yesh matirin, then who says that work on the derisa?
Okay, it could be. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch before was Afilu Eina Yalas
Adrabanan.
Which means it's
Okay. You're saying maybe this is by a derais.
Yeah, but it seems to imply that any derais is for sure not. Even you can't matir and
then. No, he mean what he's saying maybe is the Yesh Matir, maybe is by a derabanan. By derais, it could be.
I don't know.
That,
I can extend the
could be. That would answer the question.
I learned from a Rebbe that there's a call. The Proverb says a Yesh Omer and then another Yesh Omer, not like the second one.
No. If it's. Yeah, if it's two Yeshua, it's our second one, right?
So
right.
Here, are we noted that yeah. It's a Yeshua string rather than Yeshua?
That's what it sounds like. Now, the Ramah here is a very Shas Ramah. Most of Hilchas Nedarim is not is self contained. Let's learn this Ramah, the Chiddush of the Ramah, and it's Machlokes Rishonim. And afterwards we'll see how far this goes. Rabbah says here, Im yesh michshol b'neder zeh. Somebody made a neder not to do a certain aveira, but it's a michshol. Kagon sheyesh lacha sheyavra b'lay atara. He says, I can't help it. I'm going to be over. Rabbah says, matirin lo lechatchila. You hear this? That means you have a person who makes a neder not to gamble. And he comes to Bezi, he says, look, I'm addicted to gambling. I'm going to gamble. Be mata by dad, or let it be a smaller iser, not a bigger iser. I mentioned to you that we had someone who made a shvua not to smoke. He said, we're going to smoke. And he said, look, I can't hold out. So the Ramah here says that im yesh michshol b'neder zeh, if it's going to be nichshol, kogai sheishlocha sheyava b'loya Torah, matirin loy lechatchila. Now, here, the Shach is very not happy with it. I should tell you, the Shach of Vav argues, is machmir on the end of the Mechaber, that b'di'evet, it said, yesh batirim v'yesh oisrim, the Shach said, like the oisrim, that b'di'evet, it doesn't work. And the Chav Ches, which I'd like to put aside, he disagrees with being matir, when it'll come day Michshal, and the language of the Shach is important because of, as we'll see, Shach of Ches. Matirulai Nire, Shaharab, Lashitase Ozel, Shakasa B'tshuva Simakuv Gimel. It's a Tshuva Saramah on this. Ladaiti Ein Chaylik Arabeinu Tuvia Bezer. Rabbeinu Tuvia is the Makel. So I hold, Dr. Ramah, that your Makel, whatever will come day Michshal. Avo B'tshuvas Rei Mizrahi, Tshuvas Harem Kasa. To be bilsa di sura, I feel I interact with Rabbanon. To go and strike Bakovia, Kai Gavna, a matir in loy. Avagav di iut savach vaimer loyachilu lameka mashuas. Even if he says I can't help it, I'm addicted, I can't do anything, he's machri. Chaykat shubis yosef bekamon reish daf reish ayin beis chubis rash bavaramban the chok and hazeh. So Ramah is mekel. Because he said in the tshuva, l'daiti ein chaylik al zeh, and bang, we have three big names, the Re'im, the Rashba, the Ramban. B'cheri b'seif sefer kolboi, b'shem tshuva se Rashba. Because of b'drishu, b'basay simen zeh, b'shem marim marit tzedek. D'chol zeh davka b'sach b'kuvia, shem l'yum nesacheres. Oh, that's the second point. I said, till he had the shach is machmir under Ramos Kula. He makes the second point. He says, "B'shem Aram Meret Zedek, Chol Zed Dafka Mesachi B'Kuvia, She'ein Lo Yom Nesacheres Elohu." V'Pasul Leidus Machmas Kain. It's so vight in Isser that a pasul him Leidus. Avol Adam She'einum Nasei B'Kach. L'Pamum Musay Cheik Yichaylan Lahatir. I hear it's a chiddush. There are a person who occasionally is Mesachi B'Kuvia. It's not Nasei B'Kach, so it's not such an Isser the Chazal were pasul him Leidus. So such a thing with Matir, even though really he's not supposed to keep the money if he wins. Hard to understand.
But are we talking about Aedis or the money or the...
We're talking about the Neder for the money, not about Aedis. So the fact that Pasim Leidis is a similar davar on the Chaymer of the... So let me tell you as an aside, I want to get back to the main topic. As an aside, I mentioned to you that I once had the Shiloh with a young man who swore not to smoke from Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur. So as I don't remember, maybe 2 weeks into hell, 3 weeks into hell, he said, hey, he can't do anything. And he showed up here one night. And he said, you got to be matir neder. I can't hold out. So I was specific what to do, because a shvua not to smoke is nidre yisser. Is it derais? Is it rabbanon? Maybe is it derais also? So it's very difficult to know. So what? Rav Moshe didn't make an isser because, not because people do it. He said, because there's a halacha of Shemir Psalm Hashem, that something that people are not chayshid is a sakana, is not sakana. Right? I mentioned to you that if you stay in your house, you don't go into the street, it's safer to be home than in the street. You're allowed to go in the street because Shemir Psalm Hashem. You're allowed to eat potato kugel. It's probably healthier not to eat potato kugel. But Shemir Psalm Hashem. So the rule, Rav Moshe has a klal in Shemir Psalm Hashem, that it's a din, it's not a haftacha, it's a din, that something that Hamoinam doesn't consider sakana is mutter. So Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, that was published in 73, said, I think it was 73, it says Shemir Psalm Hashem is smoking. Today, everybody considers smoking sakana, even those who smoke, everybody who smokes says, I'm not addicted. Not everybody, but most of the young men. I'm not addicted. I'm just smoking a little here and there. That's what they do. And most of them do quit. Most of them, get a load of it. What? You should not smoke. Huh? I wasn't sure which way you meant. So, no, but wait. You're getting sidetracked. You're getting all caught up in the smoking. 1 minute. So how is Masupik what to do? So at the time, I spoke to a certain Talmud Chacham. I called him. He said, look, one cigarette is not an issa. So you can be matin neder because you're being matin to smoke once. Now, I don't want him to smoke regularly. But since smoking once is not an issa, so there's enough grounds to be matin neder. Besides the Ramah, that in Yeshua Michal, it's mutter.
I need one cigarette now, or he wants to be matin?
He wants to do more, but the Hataras Nedarim is not an advar issa. It's on one.
Each one,
when I read this shach, it sounds like it's not correct, because the shach writes at the end that here you have a person made a shvua not to be mesachet bekovya. So the shach says if he does it regularly, so we can't be matan neder. If he does it once, we can be matan neder. So that's according to this logic, it's exactly the same thing as the smoking. We should be matan to do it once, and neder comes off, and whatever he does, he does. If I says from the shach, That's not a heter. Anyway, this is a prat. What? So that's Shemir Psalm Hashem. There's no iser for a person to overeat. It might not be a good idea, but something that the Hamoin Am doesn't look at as a sakana is not you're allowed to do. That's the halacha of Shemir Psalm Hashem. That's something that Hamoin Am. What? But neder shuta mitzasi yota kula. Once you have a heter, it's mutter. The neder comes off.
It looks like the Gemara is going like a relation to Yesh Matir. Chazanayu, he brings it. He says that's the mashmas of Gemara.
Saint Gochav Zayin sounds like the Yesh Matir. Okay.
Again, I'm not.
Oh yeah,
I'm just giving you.
They say it's a famous story that the Rebbe would be matir for 200,000 cigarettes, and the tiger went away.
There's no such a Taurus Nedarim. Okay. I do want to point out the Gilyam Arsha. You see the Lashon of the Gilyam Arsha? V'chein misha noda shaloi l'schoik ayam ashkos dake maisha simen zel yizayin miagos mordechai dahava k'neder tos. You hear this? The Gilyam Arsha. Dahava k'neder, please, 1 minute. He's saying when someone's addicted to something, so about gambling, people are addicted, they can't control themselves. They're unable to control themselves, and therefore, it's nidre tos. I had a friend who told me that his wife says he can't quit smoking. Not true. He quit many times already. You know, like they really mean it when they want to quit. But then it's just very, very hard when it's an addiction. An addiction is very hard to break. So the Gilyam Arsha comes with a new thing, which maybe means that the heter here, the Ramah's heter, is only for something of this nature.
Okay.
All right, I'll get to that after. Let me finish first. Finish the first half of the Ramah. Okay, wait. I want to talk about the first half of the Ramah. The Ramah's Geder is a Yesodistik Echidish that Achrayim Adan. That is, a person made a Neder, or Shvua, whatever it is, Shaloi Neschaik Bekovia. He did the right thing. He's saying, I'm going to be Nichshol. Why shall we have two Averis and be Nichshol? Be Mata Neder, it'll be only one Aver. So the Ramah looks at that sympathetically. So the question is whether we should be catering to people who say, look, I'm doing an Aveira anyway, make it easier for me. The Reish L'davar to this discussion is a Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, in the fifth parak of Ma'aseh She'ni, it says that on Shemitah years, Beis Din sent out messengers to mark off the Orla or Kerem Revai trees. Because people on Shemitah go into a field, they take fruit. There's Arla fruit. It's Asabana. There's a Kerem Revai fruit, which has to be in Yerushalayim. So they had two simanim. They put charsis on, I think, on the Kerem Revai trees, and lime on the Arla, around the Arla trees, as a simon. On Shemitah. The Mishnah says, what about the other 6 years? For the Ganovim. The Ganovim will climb the fence and steal an apple. So we should make a mark which ones are Arla. So Mishnah says, Halitayel Arasha V'yamais. It says, Arasha, who's stealing apples, Halitayel Arasha V'yamais, let him eat it and die. You know, he's a Ganav anyway, so a Ganav plus Arla. So Mishnah takes a very canonistic stand that we don't protect Rishayim. And here the Ramah is saying, Im Yesh Mishal, that we're going
to
be making.
I wanted to do good, but he can't. When he made the nether, he
can't.
He wanted to.
He at least is coming to us for help.
He's coming for help.
He's coming to us for help.
The whole deal of benediction is if you have free will or not. There's a tongue heart that leads me out. But he has free will to do something.
So I see this taina. Okay, let me first deal with the underlying thing before. You're right, but one second. So I'd like to discuss with you just a tshuva which came up because of halachic discussions we're having here in the neighborhood among the rabbanim. There's a tshuva, the tshuva is Betzela Chachma, in the first chalik. The one I'm referring to is tshuva Chavches, although the previous tshuva discusses the topic as well. In tshuva Chavches, he was asked to Shaila from a Rav in Brooklyn. Tzal Chachma was in Australia. So why would a Rav in Brooklyn write him a letter? Because it's his brother. David Sina Rav wrote a letter to his brother. And he said, we have the Shaila in Brooklyn and we don't know what to do. What is a Shaila? It seems there was a woman, a chalutza, what chalitza, and she was married to a Kayin. She was married to a Kayin, which is an Isser, the Rabbanan, right? Grusha is there, right? So chalutza, or to Grusha. So she was a chalutza. She was coming to the mikveh to be table. One thing, chalutza is a drabanan, but karis, you know, you want karis. So she came to the mikveh. So the shaila was whether the mikveh should allow such a tefillah. Whether the mikveh should allow the tefillah of somebody who's married b'isr. Someone who's married b'isr. If it's clear that if you don't let her be tevil, she's going to be parish from Mibaila. So what's it talk about? It's not too stunned. But here, it's not clear at all what's going to happen if you don't let her tevil. And therefore, this Shiloh was asked whether to allow tefillah in such a case. Now, the Shiloh comes down basically to the same question. What's our attitude towards someone who's doing an Aveira and says, help me, it should be a smaller Aveira, not a bigger Aveira. So what do you do in such a situation? There's a similar Shiloh that mikvahs have in Brooklyn about women who come in a way that's mutra al-pi shulchan aruch, but not al-pi the takonas ha-mikvahs. Women who come, let's say, with nail polish, chatzitza shaylas. Nail polish, shulchan aruch says beferish that nail polish is not a chatzitza. Makeup is not a chatzitza. If it's in perfect condition, it's not chipped, it's in perfect condition, not a chatzitza. However, the Paiskim Achrayim for the last few hundred years, all right, that we're not mad here. We're not mad here because we're going to go examine. The halacha is the makeup has to be in the condition that if she would go to a wedding, she wouldn't redo it. So it has to really be in proper condition. So the shaila is really what to do in such a case. No, could we the mikvah allow her to be table? No, when she goes, that's a separate issue. I'm talking now, the nail polish, the mikvah is not going to affect the nail polish. So the shaila is what to do. So ideally, mikvah is, you don't go to Williamsburg and go in with nail polish, and I said, you're home there. They won't ask you. They stick out your hand and they're gonna clean it off. There's no kunst in there. So shaila is what to do in a neighborhood where you're afraid they're going to go home and not be table. When there's such a shash that they're going to get angry, they'll go home, they'll say, all right, you don't want them, go home. Whether to allow something of that sort. It's a hard nidain, and it's fraught in politics a little bit. And whatever you do is, So, here, maybe she better not say any names, but the elder Rabbanim and Flatbush were consulted by the younger Rabbanim, who were, I consider myself younger, who were made as a vad for the mikveh. The old vad of the mikveh disbanded because two of the Rabbanim were on opposite sides of the Borough Park Erev. So they're upset at each other. So am I right, Rabbi Isha? At least part of it. But anyway, or maybe I should say better. They made a younger vad because they felt that it'll be better for everybody. So the question is really what to do. It's a very hot shaila. What do you do? Do you compromise your standards and then more people will go that way or not? So I rather got called from Manhattan. I got called from Manhattan in a mikveh where the same thing, where they have the nidain, where the pnuyos who come to Tevel, whether to allow them to be table. I mean, I'm not talking about Erev Yom Kippur, I'm talking about the table of the Nidosim. So who asked
it? I think everybody
asked it. Everybody asked it, really? Lamaisa or in theory?
Don't
sell. Let me tell you the Tshuvas Betel Chachma and then try to find some Eitzis Lamaisa. In this Tshuva, he makes the following hagdara in Pshat in the Ramah. The kasha that the Ramah says in Yesh Michshol Wamatir, and the Mashmais of other places of Halitelu L'Rosh Aviyamus. He says that this Ramah is being Matir only in the case of an Issur D'Rabbanan. It's going up in Sachi Pekuvia, which is an Issur D'Rabbanan. Neder turns it into a deraisa. You're going from a derabana to a deraisa, and yesh michshol bedavar, we're going to be matir. There's a michshol bedavar, so we're going to be matir. But for an Issur D'Oraisa, that he says we won't be matir. That we can't be matir. Now, I understand. So he said for that reason, he wants to make a chiluk. If it's a grusha to a kaya, we won't let her in. And there's a chalutza, which is a derabanan, so we'll let her be titled. Now, look carefully. Is it clear this is talking about a derabanan? The Mechaber's lashon was, afilu eina yala issur derabanan kagan l'sachek. And on that, the Rama says, in yesh nichshol, you can be mekel. So from the Seder Advarim in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear at all.
Unless
the question.
Good.
I mean, the last line of the Ramah is going on Masach Bekuvia. He says, "Emitiru neder shoschay kevzim veishayisrei veishol adover." Okay. What? No, but nedarim machal and deraisis. Shmuas are not chal, but a neder is chav. Yasser all the lulavim on you on himself. That's shas. What? How do you know the Ramah's talking? No, it's not clear. Mechab is talking about that. He's saying, "If yesh mechshol, then we're going to be matir. Could be going on deraisa, could be going on derabana, going on everything." I understand. That could be going on both. Yesh michshol going on both. That's true, right? Okay. But the Ramah could be going on the whole sifra, could be going on the last line of the Mechaber. It could be either way. There's no hechrich in the Ramah one way or another. Now, we have to deal with something else. What about the Shach? The Shach, Koylik and Yasir. Shach of Ches said, Harav l'shitasai, and the Reim and the Rashba and the Ramban argue. What did it do with him? So on that Shach, he wants to make a chilik. Now listen to the way he says it. He says, the Shach asks, how can you say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach on an Avera? To be matin neder, to go and say mutalach. So the Shach argues, the Shach meaning the Reim and the Rashba and the Ramban, can be matin such a neder. But to be mineya someone from being tayvel, he calls that like a kumvasay to stop someone. A kumvasay to stop someone, so that's no raya from the Shach. The Shach is saying to sit down and say mutalach, that we don't do by averus. But to stop someone from helping himself, get rid of one iser because there's another iser, so that that much we don't do. That could be the Shach agrees, and based on that, what? It's not the words, that's not the point. The point is that to go tell somebody you can do it, so we don't want to do it. So he was mad here in the case of the Chalutza, based on the fact that it's a Drabanan, and you're helping take off in Isidairas. So a Pnuya, which typically is also not a Daraisa, should be the same thing, and then certainly these Chatzitza Shailas. See, the problem with the Chatzitza Shailas is that it'll spread.
It spreads, yes.
It'll spread. That's really the problem. And, you know, Friday night is the main problem, because Friday night people have weddings. You know, there are cases where it's really Shasat Chak for people. So I don't know. I think the best thing is if someone comes and says she's a Pnuya. Now, if you hold that she's not Mati, you're not Mati. If you hold it to Siyag, it's a Siyag. But if you want to be Mati, rather than being Mati or Bapumbi, tell the mikvah ladies, they should tell them, whisper to them, look, the mikvah policies, I'm not going to let you in. But just don't tell anybody and do it. That's the best thing. That way, you don't spread it, and you know, and on the other hand, you don't send somebody else. What? It's not misayaya because the assumption is she's going to do the aver one way or the other. That's the assumption.
So better not than a fraud. We know she was mafsik for tahara. We know she can't be.
Well, we asked them. We tell them. Some places ask them. Some people tell them. You have to have done this. There's a checklist. When a person goes into the mikvah, you have to make hefsek tahara. You have to. They tell me that sometimes they tell, right, did you make hefsek tahara, let's say, Tuesday night? And they think a minute and say, oh, I did it Wednesday. I counted wrong. And they go, oh, it happens sometimes. It happens to good people. People make mistakes. What's fascinating is that in Shin Lamed Dalid, which is Hilchus Nidui V'Cherim, the Ramah, at the end of Sif Aleph, and along Taz, have a disagreement on this topic. The Ramah says, Menadin L'mishu Chayim Nidui, Afilu Yeshlochu Shal Yedei Kein Yetzei L'Tarbus Rav. Ramah says there are certain rules when you put a person in Cherim. It's the end of Sif Aleph, right? Two lines in the bottom of the page. Minadin l'mishul chayev nidoy afil yesh lochush ha'idei ken yaitzi l'tar b'sra ein lochush b'kach v'yizchayev in chayev v'yizchayev in v'na chayshish. Now the Taz disagrees. To go look quickly to Berhet of Gimel Hataz Kosev Shin Lamed Dalet. If you listen when I say it the first three times, you don't have to ask the fourth. I'm sorry. So the Berhetiv there says, Hataz Kosev Shein Lysis Maisa Kagazu Umevi kama hechoches v'rayis al zeh. The Taz says, don't put a guy in chayim if you know we'll go off to derech. And then it says, v'kudus hakesef kosav, yeshutches kol rayayisav. Kiven the dinbeznu sheminadno, I say, ein lochush. Dim loikein botlo din Yisrael. The Shach goes back like the Ramah to be machmir. So this is obviously a big machlaikis. In Pischei Tshuva Aleph, first he brings a long list of Marim Mekaymis, and then on the second side of the page, he brings Tzorech Lemane Gador Lies Moslem Bidvarim Keilu, Vishil Kol Anosh, Ein Kol Anoshim Shavim, Veloka Aveir Shavis, Yukamaiso Shem Shemaim. For instance, look, it depends. Depends on circumstances. You know, there are times they put people on Chayrim and they made heroes out of them. And it didn't work. That he brings in the Chsam Seifer here in brackets. Listen to this. V'chein ela b'tshuva Chsam Seifer v'kos Hashem. Omnam. Yesh l'stapek hechadika l'meches yomer dosai v'yikach gambona v'aktanim imai. Chsam Seifer says, look, if you can put him in Chayrim, he's going to go off the derech. If he's chayiv Chayrim, we put him in Chayrim. But if the chashash is he has small children, he's going to go shvat himself and take his small children with him. So some sefer says, "Ma'u lachish l'tanim shloichatu." He's mesupik. Yesh l'stapik. He says what to do. Daitad yesh l'chalik. It depends. Mishi yesh l'deyos kaisvais. If he does averis b'shita, he makes a shita out of it. The Karv Levade Shilm and Gambon of Achrav, he's going to raise his children the same way, even if you don't put him in Chayrim. As you Gamma Bonne Bechal Kol Ba'ela Yeshuvun, they're also going to be included in this Derech that people go off the Derech, don't come back. Then in Lochish Alabon. Umaytahai Tamanirali, Hakata Arura Hamamin Bishaptai Tzviya Machshavai. He's referring in his days to those who believe in Shaftai Tzvi, in Chasashon Le'yapach Levom Le'Toyim, then write for an Oysam im B'neim u'B'neiseyim. Aval Asarvam V'Avarim B'Alma, Man Le'im Alon Shalom Yachash Abonav. But Stam, an off the derech person, we see many off the derech people that they have children that are good. That's how he became. That's what he shmad. Okay. So, my point: this Ramah that says that you take into account you're doing aveira anyway. So what do you do? So he says it depends. Depends on the circumstances. Yeah, it's very hard to shut up if it's constructive or not constructive. And I was once my mashvari should be well. We had a very strange fellow in camp. He was a camp driver. This goes back to my earlier days, and it's not a Camp Aguda story. But so we had a guy. He was an Israeli, but money was more important than Shabbos. He was Shabbos, but not if he came to money. Certain things. So he came to my shver and he asked him for money, and he told him that the church is offering me a lot of money. You owe me a lot of money. He says, the Yidden are my own Yidden, not giving me money. So Meshur answered him very, very wisely. He told him, look, I'm not a rich man. I only have a small amount of money to give to tzedakah. I try to invest wisely. You don't sound like a good investment for my tzedakah money. That's what he told me. You don't sound like a good investment for my tzedakah money. So he wasn't like, Daichim Mishnei Yadayim, but he sort of tried to dissuade him. Anyway, Lamaisa, it seems to depend on the circumstances. What does seem is the fact that people are very addicted. So, addiction is a real problem. The question is why society has to pay for people got themselves in trouble. It should be a loan to them. Why society have to give all the opioid people? They're opioid people. You have to heal them, but it should be a loan. Just like you go to college, you take a loan. You go get healed, you take a loan. You got yourself in the mess. So, well, why are we mechuyev to pay? They're saying now 1 in 8 people is addicted to opioids. That means 7 of us have to pay for his treatment. Anyway, yeah.
That's true.
No, he's not wealthy. He doesn't pay his rent.
Good. Var for Parshas Chayesara coming up. Certainly, we don't do tshuva on one, not the other. Here, it's the same avera, the same maaser as two averas in it. So, the question is, if someone comes, I'm doing avera anyway, is sort of threatening you. Whether that's a question. Why the neder is chal? There are two issues. One is in general, if a shvua bechal, a shvua on mushbav avoyim b'marasina is not chal. There are certain things that are not directly the Aveira, but they lead to the Aveira. They end up in the Aveira. Gambling ends up with taking money that's not yours. So, a neder is chal. Because a neder, I am not saying I won't shake a lulav. I'm saying this lulav should be asa to me. There could be other lulavim. Even if he asks all the love in the world to himself, a neder is a chefza, and a shvua is a gavra. So on it is a gavra, shvua ain't shvua chal shvua. You mushba by mehar Sinai, and you can't make a shvua to do a dvar mitzvah. And you can't make it's not chal, shvua chal shvua, and you can't make a shvua against it. But a neder, by definition, doesn't mean you can't do the mitzvah. It may be circumstantial. If there are only a certain number of love him in the world, and you ask them on you, so circumstances are, the net result is he can't do the mitzvah. But it's not a neder not to do the mitzvah. It's a neder not to have enough from these lulavim. Shvua is in a segavra. So shvua is not chal on an aveira directly. If someone makes a shvua to do an aveira, it's mushma by Mimar Sinai, and it's not chal. It's not chal. Shvua directly. You're doing a neder or shvua. You keep on going back and forth. A neder has no shaykhis. A neder always could be chal. A shvua. Because he's about to go, and you're doing it to facilitate his going to gamble. He made a neder not to gamble. And he wants to go, so he's telling you. That's the issue. The issue is, really, we're not supposed to do it. L'chatchila, we're not matter nidrei yisr. We're certainly not matter somebody to go do an aveira. He's coming and saying, be matter, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. So that's where the issue comes in. The end of the Ramah, chemi shenodeh shaloi l'schaik, v'nishtate l'pamim, he's a itim shaita. And by gambling, it calms down his nerves. So then we say that if the circumstances are such with the neder or the shua, whatever it is positive, so then we're certainly matter for him, and that could be a case. What? Medical marijuana. So I happen to see. This is medical marijuana. Somebody had marijuana for positive reasons. Because smoke for positive reasons.
To calm him down.
Not my to calm down.
What's the problem? The problem is he might be stealing. So you might have to ask. How does that work?
So he won't be able to keep the money, but he'll have to be masachik.
Okay.
All right. At the end, you have to give back the money, but to be masachik, he'll be mad. That's what he was saying. The Yes. So the I did see someone mention before. I don't remember who. Let me just get back to someone mentioned before. The I did see a tshuva about Eretz Yisrael. They have a sefer of Piskei Batei Dinim, and there's somebody who made a shvua not to smoke marijuana. And the question was whether to be matir loy based on this Ramah. The Ramah says, give me nechshol anyway, you're allowed to be matir. So there, what the Dayanim were arguing, I'm not familiar with the Dayanim, their contemporary names, what they were arguing was that since today there are treatments for it, so that's not called that he can't lo yuchal l'sapek. There are treatments for addiction. So it's not called lo yuchal l'sapek. You know, I'm not an expert in the field, but my experience is that marijuana, they could take care of. But hard drugs, basically the treatments are just, they buy time, but Leolenu, if somebody's addicted to hard drugs, it's a very, very bad thing. I think I once mentioned to you, the one time I gave a bracha, and it was chal, miraculously, a young man came to talk to me on Shabbos, rather a son of a friend of mine, and he confided in me that he smokes marijuana. Yeshiva bracha. Confide me, he smokes marijuana. I gave him a bracha. He should be arrested before he goes on to hard drugs. Not my bracha to him. Matzah Shabbos, around midnight, he called me that he got arrested. Wow. Arrested with, I said, how'd you get arrested? He said he was speeding and they were smoking marijuana. And there were cops behind him and he panicked. So he drove into the gas station. He pulled up to a thing and he said he pulled out. He didn't realize he pulled over to the diesel. But he figured the cop won't realize he started pretending he's pumping diesel. If he went to buy marijuana, he wouldn't have tried, right? But anyway, so he got arrested. So I told my bracha was chal. Baruch Hashem, he straightened out. He straightened out. For this bracha, you shouldn't need it. But I told him to. No, what I mean is the Gilyam Ashur who said that when it's Lo Yuchal Sapek, it's considered a Neder B'Tos. That's what I mean. Ramah, there's no guarantee he'll be Iver, but it means Kefi Ashur Oseinu will be Iver. Yeah, it's Ramah. The Shach argues the Ramah is Mekel, and like every other Machlaikis, Makam Tzairach will make. What? If you're Mashiach, that he's going to be Ivers, then Ramos Hatter would apply.
No, so Rebbe said
the Debrit Sina Rav has a tshuva about someone who made a shvua not to let a television into his house. That's before the internet. So in those days, television was bad. Today is probably the lesser of the two evils.
Rav's room is garage again, huh?
You remember I did that once? I once announced on Shabbat Shuva that if you want to practice getting rid of your television, you can bring it to my house and no questions asked if you want it back. So two people brought it. I had to tell you, not in my garage, not in my basement. I had to explain when I had somebody come by and saw two TVs in the basement. But that was a long time
ago. Can I watch in your house?
Okay. Now, joking aside, the Ber Maisha has a Shaila Chela Gimel. He has a bit of an arichus. I'm reading to you from the end of the tshuva, which is Kus Samachay, and he's not matir. He says, if you made a shvua not to have television in your house, so that's Nidrei Yisr. You can't be matir, Nidrei Yisr. You say, I can't be misapik, I'll be over anyway. Me be over anyway. Don't take it into your house. So it's very interesting what he writes at the end of the tshuva. He says, Shuv Baal Ayosayish, that this man who asked for Hataras Nadarim, Shamati Shein Lahatil Nidrai, Sipali Shaholach Eitzel Echad, he went to a different Rav. He said, this other Rav was matir to him with a Bezdin. So Anisi Lai, Anis Nashi Hitzalti, he took it, he did what he did, I think it's wrong. Va'atik Loshin, Rabbeinu Aaron HaKayim Elunil, Hilchus Nedarim, Bezela Shailai, Osa Lahata Shvua Lishaik Bakuvia, Afilu Ovra Kavar, Betsinu Chaite Nisker, because he was able once, we're going to be matter. Yeshlan Hadaisa, Lavilai, Achiosim Knasolov, Yakabushal Yashib, Bemokam Amsachim, Ken Kosov Rabbanis and Mekrubil. That's what he writes. Chainami Kosov Ramban, this is the Ramban that the Shah quotes, that because of Michal, we're not going to be matter. Then he writes, Shuv Noidali, Shoise Rav, Shehit the Nidrai, who bats my master television bebeisai? The Chevenai Akrav. And he writes, Oisei Rav, in parentheses, Reish Ayin Beis. He writes, he himself has it. Avachidish Beina, Shisha Shemaych Bakakadi, Echiatin Nedish, Abaats Me Nichol Baisei Dava. So, Shuv Shamati brings a story that Bochrim and this Rav Shul, oh, wait, this Rav, who's man of the television bebeisai, Menichai Pesuach me Erev Shabbos l'Shabbos. Shegam b'Shabbos yis'aneg me'atzurais v'atzmunai shala television. So he has the TV on, and maybe he's machmer on Shabbos clock, so he just leaves it on from going into Shabbos. So he writes that the Bachrim who heard about it, the shul, so pam dafku b'Shabbos al pischai, they knocked on his door while he was watching television. So kilu how he writes him lishol mimenu shaila. Well, Yashav, they have television. L'kayim o'inik Shabbos shalai. Well, I shamash it. I've got a pischa. You know, the television is loud. See, you didn't hear. So dafkol ha-pesach v'niftach. So it seems they broke a little of the door. They banged so hard. U'motzo yesu l'mare ne'yem achu oisik v'melechas ha-chayel v'atah mei v'yam ha-shabbos. Hischulu litzak aleilu ha-bochim chatzufim azipanim b'chalei Shabbos e'shabru ha-delis v'yam ha-shabbos. This is his tshuva about television. Obviously, this ending doesn't prove the psak of the television, but all right. So I don't know. I once bought a television for my grandmother last shal. My grandmother lived alone, and it was a shalom b'tel Tyra. She needed a television. She lived alone in the east side, and her television went bad. So I bought her a TV. So my grandmother passed away. So the Yarshim said, whoever gave her gifts gets it back. As the oldest grandchild, I gave her more than anybody else. Everyone gets it back. So I was in a thing of telling them that I don't need it, but then I realized someone else is going to take it. So I don't remember what I did with it. I don't take it.
Rabbi, what kind of television would you like?
At any rate, but that's his psak. Okay. One more. That's right. Now there's one more related topic to this sif, and that's sif chaf ches. Now I'm surprised that no one here on the page sends us there. But in Sif Chav Ches, there is a Shaila, a Sif, which seems to be related to this Sif. There it's talking about Takana of a Tzibor. A Tzibor made a Takana. The Siag also, Nidre Yisr. Chav Ches. It's on page Chav Tes in the copies. Im hoysa haskama gedda l'rabim asiyag l'tayru l'dvar mitzvah. Talking about a tzibur that made a nidre tzibur. We're going to learn there later that when a tzibur is makabel something, it's chal on the generations that follow also. It's siflam etalad, I think. That when a tzibur makes, then it's chal on haneladim, on the generations later, if a tzibur makes a kabbalah. What happens if they made a haskamas harabim as a geder or siyag l'dvar mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eilim yechaylim lahatir, v'chein b'neder shal schaik. It seems to be somehow related to our case, that they made a cheirim that, let's say, anybody who gambles is not allowed to, can't get an aliyah. Anybody who gambles can't use the shul simcha hall. They made such a cheirim. So here it says in Yechayel Mahatir that you can't be Matir, and here the Ramah doesn't bring im yesh mikshol b'nedezeh what the din is. So it's hard to know what the kavana of the Rama is. Does the Rama mean I said it once? I have to repeat myself. The Sechokes should be the same as here. Or if the Rama holds that there it's different than here, and the Dre Rabbi maybe is different. So let's see if they made.
And did you
see about Chalon the person? But Chalon every member of the Tzibur.
You can't use the symbol.
Okay,
that's
right.
So
you can't be matter.
You can be matter using the symbol.
What about him Yesh Michshol Bezeh? What happens if Yesh Michshol? It's over there. They made such a takana. So I understand what you're saying. You're saying I can't help it. I'm going to gamble. What's that to do? So you gamble, but don't get it. Don't use the symbol. Yes, the question is, if there's a Michshol Tzibur, we'll have to find out a case, if that's mutter or not.
But for some people,
so on this Shaila, there's a tshuva in the Daived Mesharim, the Tribina Rav. Tribina Rav was talking about a community where there was a long-standing Kabbalah that somebody who shaves can't get an aliyah, even if it's a yard site. Call anybody who shaves, they didn't mean daf go to razor. Anybody who shaves can get an aliyah. And the shaila was, it came to a point where it caused a lot of machlaikis. It caused machlaikis in the tzibur. And the question was whether they could be matirit. Because lemaisa, it's a siyog, ledvaris, or it is a siyog. People who shave, some people who shave will shave with a razor, and some people may shave in things that are machlaikis, and they got into a machlaikis. So the question was whether there could be matir such a thing. Two questions. A, whether the Ramah's kula applies in Sifchav Ches. Logically, it's hard to see why not. And secondly, the Shach of Ches, L'maisa is Machmir. And are we going to be Mekel based on Shach of Ches? So, in David Sharbi has a tshuva. He holds that the Ramah's kula applies to Sifchav Ches as well. I don't remember that he brings a raya to it. I think he does bring a prichadash in Hilchis, in Tufa Rivav, in Hilchis Yamtiv, who assumes that the Ramah applies to Sifchav Ches. And he says on the Shach, and Shachav Ches, and again, I didn't look up the Re'im inside to know the Lashon HaTshuva. He says, in a case where it might bring Lidei Michshol, that's where the Shach is arguing. Well, if you're not matir, he'll be Iva. Will he really be Iva? Maybe, maybe not. But in a case where it's Kavar Bali de Michel, where there's already a machlaikis about it, so he says that even the Reim would be matir, and he's matir for the Tziba to be matir neder, and Bemokim, Michel, and the fight in town. What? So Yigrada talks about that. He brings the Rambam by if you make a tekanas atziba shein yechayel lamed by, then it's bottle. But the Rambam says it's only bottle if a yechayel lamed by is dar when it was made. And the next dar is a yechayel lamed by. You need the beznagol v'man rubachachma v'minyan. So he brings that on. It's interesting. The David Misharim, the whole tshuva is lechumra. At the very end, he writes such a machlokes that they were to make meriva machlokes that they would be matter. To matter the community, you can't do it for one guy. It won't work. You say this guy shaves, you let him have it. I think it sounds like it was a general thing. When I moved into the neighborhood, there was a shul in the neighborhood that had a policy that avelim. Only one person can say Kaddish Yassim at a time. Remember? Yeah. Only one can say Kaddish Yassim at a time. So what happened is, as people became Yisayimim, they left the shul. Because they said, your minig is only, you can't say one Kaddish, but my father's minig was to say all the Kaddish. So they were, I don't know if they were Matan Neder, or they just abolished the minig. And it had a big sign when you walked in, that if you're chiyuv, go over to the gabbai and he'll assign you a kaddish if it's available. The shachris, there are a few kaddishim. By mincha, there isn't.
Is there a mile that only have one person?
The original kaddish was that way. The original kaddish, not only that, was for ketanim, because ketanim down for the other. So it was really made for ketanim, and it was one. And
the yekis
still do it. Tells they used to. They still do it. They still do it.
I don't know.
Tells there was always that you weren't tells yasi. They still do it. So it's easier with Bachrim. Usually you don't have that many Avelim, but when you have a shul with people, as the years go on, you have more Avelim.
In the Yeshiva Parag, the second minion does it that way.
Does it that way, all right. I mean, there's no... There's a tshuva. I once saw the Ben Ishchai. I wish I could find it. I remember seeing the Ben Ishchai writing. Someone wrote to him that in his community, by Ben Ishchai, everyone said the Kaddish after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu. All the Aveilim said the Kaddish. So someone wrote, how can you let a Chatzi Kaddish? That's not a Kaddish Yosem. So the Ben Ishchai was a takif. He writes, I tried, what could I do? People think when they say Kaddish, the Mechaya Sameisim. That's his lashon. Mechaya Sameisim, I can't stop them. So I can't do it.
Rebbe, a Chatzi Kaddish is not a Chatzi Kaddish. It's really a full Kaddish.
A Chatzi Kaddish, full Kaddish. It's not a Kaddish Yosem, though. At any rate, all right, this is, I guess, Siv Tesvav, and Mitzvah Hashem next week, Siv Tesvav.